Let's accept who you are and
Temple Tent Revival every second Saturday from 11 till 1 on 95.9 CKUW. Your musical brunch in the wide open tent where we're serving up platters both hot and chill from near and far, from now and from way back when. Tune into the TTR Revival while with me, Old Kits. The menu's big and tasty, including jazz, global, and show tunes, composers, folk and blues, indie and new wave, electronics, and sonic tonics. Excellent, exceptional tunage, eclectically reflecting on local and world events. Drop in to enjoy some soon. Temple Tent Revival, every second Saturday, 11 till 1. Right here on 95.9. More on Facebook at Kids Temple.
Daring to dream of a better world for us all. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You are tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
Millions of Canadians are living with a brain injury, but millions more don't fully understand the impact it can have. The invisible effects of a brain injury can make everything more challenging. Without recognition, understanding, and care, these challenges only grow. By learning about brain injury, you can show those impacted they're not alone. Find information, access resources, or make a donation at braininjurycanada.ca.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Hi, I'm here, and you can't hear the ensemble that's playing, so I'm going to figure out what's wrong with that. There's a lovely piece of music going on. I'm Kits Temple. I am here, and honestly, we're playing some music, but it's not coming through, so we'll figure out what the problem there might be. I don't know. Everything seems to be in order, but we'll keep trying. Well, let's see. I want to thank everybody who donated to Fund Drive. Apparently, we still need some more money. I can't seem to make the music come through on the feed. So I'm just going to have to fool around with this because this was my plan. And we're having trouble implementing the plan. I don't know why. Just not broadcasting, is it? Keep trying. Here, turn it on again. Hi, everybody. It's not working. I don't know why. I can't understand that, but that's going to make a difference to this program. I'm going to tell you some weather right now. I wish we had some music to play in the background. Okay, the weather right now is minus 21, and that's a few degrees warmer than it was at 8:15 this morning, where we hit the low of minus 26. What's the forecast? High of minus 19 today on Saturday, the 28th of February. This is the last day of the month. We better figure out why the computer doesn't want to play the music for us. It was playing all those other things off of the computer. Must be a way to get it to play the music too. And, I don't know, maybe try some different music. Let's go over here. And this is Temple Tent Revival, and usually we have music going on. And for reasons that are too obscure, the music isn't coming through over the computer, which is where I'm trying to run it from. Let's see if this one will go. Turn this on, turn this up, turn this down. Can you hear it now? How about now? Okay, let's start over. I don't know how. Nothing to give you. Sorry about the dead air, people. Don't know why the station's malfunctioning today. I'll try this for a stopgap measure. It's going to be good. You're going to enjoy it. Thank you.
chance not even to complain. Yeah, I was next to you all day. No wonder I didn't complain. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. If you wanna keep going, we'll keep going straight. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. Take a break, yeah.
Catherine McClellan, Gene's daughter, don't you know? Do you know Gene McClellan? He wrote Snowbird, Fly Away. And Catherine McClellan, From Water in the Ground, which is a CD that came out in a year that's too small to read. Don't tell me I'm going to need reading glasses again. I think it might say 2008 or 2009. Take break, which is what we had to do because nothing was coming through. I'm not sure why, or maybe it was and I just couldn't hear it because we didn't have headphones on. Let's keep the mood upbeat while thinking about things that are maybe not so grand, and world events. Okay, we're still not getting the sound. Whoa, this is really, I don't know why that would be. Give it one more shot. Now, I want everybody to say that they believe in fairies or something, or maybe it's little imps who are doing this to us today. But we're having some computer issues, and that's where I want to bring the music to you from.
Uganda.
I come from the black, yellow, and red, symbolizing a beautiful nation gifted by nature.
Uganda,
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 By which I mean Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach. All Things You Are, 52nd Street theme, live at Massey Hall, 1953. Because Dizzy Gillespie has something in common with Bobby Wine, who was the musician that we heard before the 1953 Complete Jazz at Massey Hall recordings. What do they have in common? Presidential campaigns. They wanted the people to be free to elect them president. And Dizzy was not successful that time. He ran a serious campaign, too. Bobby Wine has been trying to make some inroads in the scene in Uganda for quite a while. And the election that was just held there recently was... officially, it was won again. If election it was. And where we got the something about Dizzy's political career. By the way, he was born in October 1917 in South Carolina and died in New Jersey in 1993 in January. Yeah, it's a little while ago now. The Ambassador of Jazz. And here it is.
His political campaign was 1964. Put himself forward as an independent write-in candidate. Said he'd rename the White House to the Blues House. We'd have Duke Ellington, Secretary of State, Miles Davis for CIA Director, Max Roach, Secretary of Defense, and Secretary of Peace, Charlie Mingus, Ray Charles for the Librarian of Congress, Louis Armstrong for the Secretary of Agriculture. Ambassador to the Vatican could be Mary Lou Williams, and Monk, Thelonious Monk traveling ambassador, Malcolm X for Attorney General. Said his running mate would be Phyllis Diller. And proceeds from the campaign buttons sales went to Congress of Racial Equality, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and to Martin Luther King Jr. And we also, I think at this time, could pay our respects to the late Brother Reverend Jesse Jackson, recently gone. So Dizzy didn't become the president in 64. I'll also let you know about his Baha'i faith. It was shortly after Charlie Parker's death that Diz encountered an audience member one time after a show, and they had a conversation about the oneness of humanity and the total elimination of racism from the perspective of the Baha'is. And that's a religion that came out of the same area as, it came out of Persia, really, Iran, which is now having a war with the states and Israel. Israel and the U.S. are attacking Iran, which isn't a Baha'i country. It's a Baha'i faith came from there, but they've been persecuted, like a lot of other folks in that part of the world have been persecuted. But Diz became a Baha'i in 1968, same year as the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And that universalist emphasis prodded him to see himself more as a global citizen and humanitarian, expanding his interest in his African heritage. So all this by way of today is Feb 28th. It's the last day of Black History Month. So I thought I'd mention about Dizzy Gillespie's campaign to be president and Bobby Wine, his campaign in Uganda. And, Wycliffe Jean, also the Haitian-American, he wanted to run for president in Haiti, but it became not allowable. Couldn't do it because of a residency requirement he couldn't meet the residency requirement. So Wycliffe Jean, we'll try and get some Fugees music in here later. Maybe something with Lauryn Hill and Wycliffe Jean, or maybe something from Wycliffe Jean Caravan. But carrying on, because we really didn't come here to hear me talking. And if Wycliffe Jean isn't ready, well, let's see. I just went into the back end of the place here and dug up some Stefan Bauer. Stefan Bauer is coming to the Fort Garry Hotel Jazz series. The Jazz Winnipeg has a Sunday night series at the Fort Garry Hotel where I enjoyed Niall Cade there the other night, and then I saw 2 days later he was over at the Jazz Jam too at the Park Alleys. Jazz Jam every Tuesday night at the Park Alleys, often featuring players, students, and faculty from the U of M and players from all over town. So this coming weekend, today's Saturday, so I guess tomorrow, Marco Castillo is the guitar player who relocated from Brazil to Winnipeg, and we're so glad he did. He's got a show at the Fort Garry Hotel tomorrow night, so we'll find some Marco Castillo CDs too. They're also in our library here. And they're going to present a kind of a survey of Brazilian guitar music. Brazilian music has so many subgenres, so many styles and so many periods to represent. So that will be a very interesting show. But right now, let's think about the weekend coming up after this one, where Stefan Bauer, who used to live here in Winnipeg for a while and then went over to Europe and divides his time, I guess, between Europe and New York, maybe. But let's try Worlds Collide, simply because there is so much of this going on right now. Worlds are colliding, and all over the world. Let's see how Stefan was sounding in 2007, recorded in Germany, it looks like. Let's give it a listen. Stefan is the vibes. Yes. We'll be right back. Stefan Bauer and his album Voyage to something much earlier, the Ahmad Jamal Trio from The Awakening on Impulse, 1970. This is I Love Music. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. Thanks, everyone, for helping us get to our fun drive total of so far this year, $56,200. And until the end of the day today, I believe, you can still pledge by going online or by e-transfer. Donations made today are still eligible for the premiums, the rewards that we have for you, sometimes called incentives. And I have some incentives of my own, by the way, a little post-fund drive giveaway in the second hour of today's show. I'm going to leave you with Ahmad Jamal for a little bit. Thanks to Christine, to Marietta, to Stephanie, whose name isn't on the list here, so I guess that piece of mail didn't arrive yet, but she told me it was. Check is in the mail, that's what I've heard. You've heard it too if you've been listening to Temple Tent Revival for on a regular basis for a while, because I remember playing the Check is in the Mail thing from wonderful players, including, is that Kenny Wheeler? Anyway, you want to hear the piano, so I'll just start rattling on about my great big thanks, but great big thanks to all of you, and I'm glad you're awakened, and I'm glad you love music. Here's Ahmad Jamal with I Love Music. Thank you. let's stick with the pianists for a bit. From Ahmad Jamal to Mahal Richard Abrams. This is Roots from AfriSong. Well, you know, it's kind of a theme now. We had Ahmad Jamal, Mahal, Richard Abrams. Maybe it's time for some Abdullah Ibrahim. It is Ramadan again, you know. It is Ramadan. It's also Lent, and when is Purim? Purim has got to be sometime soon as well, I think. And, well, anyway, lots going on, so... What have I got here from Abdullah Ibrahim, who used to be known as Dollar Brand? The Pilgrim. Good News from Africa. The Dollar Brand duo. Abdullah Ibrahim, if you'd like to look him up to find out some more. And, Moniba, the pilgrim from Good News from Africa. Abdullah Ibrahim. Can we hear it? That's still Mahal Richard Abrams. I think they're ready now.
Thank you.